The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily Namana with your host Namon Ahmed. Insha you well, and insha you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daily with Namon is a weekly chat show that discusses a variety of topics, including interviews, travel, current affairs, and generally what I've been up to lately. Comes out every Sunday, evening, afternoon or evening time. And it's on all platforms, including YouTube, inshallah. And ensure you guys enjoy it. So this week I'll be continuing the series on the 99 names on Allah's $1, meaning Qurans and Hadith series. I'll be also doing like what I've achieved, like something I achieved is Ramadan, and what I'm doing for Eid, Eid al-Fitr, inshallah. And yeah, inshallah you guys enjoy as always. So before I talk about what I've achieved and what Eid plans are, we're going to continue the series of the 99 names, Allah's $1, meanings, Qurans, Hadith series. This week we're looking at Al-Musawwi. So Al-Musawwi is the faceless shape. The one who formed his creation to different pictures. Allah is Al-Musawwi, and he brings it into existence whatever he wills and whatever manners he will. He says, be, and it is. He is the fashioner every creation and has given a special form whereby in distinction. So in terms of mention from the Quran and Hadiths, from the letters SWR, which kind of stands for like to make something in line, lean or bend towards the form, fashion, sculpt, image or picture something, to have the in alignment or desire towards something. Here's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation, the invention, the fashioner to him belongs to the best names. Whatever he is in heaven and earth exalted him, and he's the altar to in mighty the wise. That's from the Quran 59:24. And we are sincerely created you, O mankind. We are giving you human form. That's from the Quran 7:11. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrained you from the womb of your mother, not knowing a thing, and he made you hearing and vision and intent tell. And perhaps you all would be grateful. That's from the Quran 16:18. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made you for you the earth a place of settlement, and the sky and the ceiling, and formed you and perfect you, form and provided you with good things. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, and blessed is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the world. Quran 40:64. And the last one is, O mankind, what have to see you certainly, your Lord, the generous who created you, proportioned you, balanced you in whatever form he will, has he assembled you. That's from the Quran 82:6-8. So jazakallah here for listening to this week's segment of 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meanings, Quran's Hadith section. Next week we're looking at Al-Ghaffar, and you can hear more of this series next week, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys a nasheed as part of an arts nasheed break. This week I'm playing Alan Yaid, yeah, by Mawad. I think it only came out a couple of days ago, I believe. I'm not too sure. So inshallah you guys enjoy it, and after the break I'll talk about what I've achieved and what my Eid prep / plans for Eid al-Fitr, inshallah. So until then, enjoy this nasheed break.
السعادة حل لنا عيد This day has come, so we celebrate. A day we all get together, company with the angels. I feel the love ball in the air. محلى الأيام نتعيد فيه مع الأحباب. أهلا يا عيد. محلى الأيام نتعيد فيه مع الأحباب. أهلا يا عيد. جانا الهنا فرحتنا يوم السعادة حل لنا. عيد سعيد عيد جميل عيد مبارك يجمعنا. جانا الهنا فرحتنا يوم السعادة حل لنا. عيد سعيد عيد جميل عيد مبارك يجمعنا. Welcome يا عيد. Love fills the streets, a day for friends and family. Everyone round the world, shout it out, spread the word. Oh yes, it's here, it's here today. محلى الأيام نتعيد فيه مع الأحباب. أهلا يا عيد. محلى يوم السعادة حل لنا. عيد سعيد عيد جميل عيد مبارك يجمعنا.
جانا الهنا فرحتنا يوم السعادة حل لنا. عيد سعيد عيد جميل عيد مبارك يجمعنا. جانا الهنا فرحتنا يوم السعادة حل لنا. عيد سعيد عيد جميل عيد مبارك يجمعنا.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana, which has Namana Abed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy the Nasheed by Mawad, which is Alan Ya'id by Mawad. So now I'm going to tell you guys what I've achieved and also my Eid preps. So what I've achieved, this year for Ramadan, I achieved to be grateful and have supper, but also spending time with family and friends, and I try to do more of that, like maybe have a once a week family meal, but also to, like, read the Quran more with my mum, and we'll also be memorizing as well. So I'll be continuing to memorize, like even just learning the translation of it. And just, like, be grateful, like not to stuff food too much. Because sometimes when I think I'm hungry, I'm actually not hungry, if you know what I mean. So I just need to be mindful of what I'm eating. And in terms of e-preps, so, like, my mum and my cousins and my aunties, we all, like, make one dish, like, each. So my mum's planning to make the jar tonight. Salads and all that, and then I know my heart is making trifle and other stuff, and we all just go even in my grandparents' house or my heart's house and just, like, spend time with family, and it's just a nice day. In terms of e-clothes, we don't really go out for e-clothes. We just get anything we haven't worn for a long time, like, that still fits. And just, like, eat food and just be grateful for what we have, and just have, like, little sweets. Not fair, but ease more, like, my sweet day. I'm allowed to have, like, more sweets than usual. I don't know why, but yeah, just spending time. Like, we sometimes go out, like, in terms of bowling and all that, but that's usually in the weekends. And just, like, chill, basically. Like, we take a flow sometimes. Like, we go with the flow, but then we also spend with the family and all that. Like, we always take photos and just, like, have a cool time. So that's what I'm generally going to do for Eid. And just remember, to be safe, stay safe, when you're with your family and friends. Ensure you guys have a beautiful Eid. Yeah, I just want to say Eid Mubarak to everyone. Ensure you guys have a beautiful Eid. Stay safe, stay awesome. Have an incredible time with your family and friends. Like, last year we could go to people's houses, but the year before we didn't. So spend it while you can, and yeah, ensure you guys have a beautiful Eid. Yeah, JazakAllah for listening as always. JazakAllah for listening. To this week's episode, so I cannot think. Next week should be back to normality-ish, you know what I mean? Because of, like, items of my general topics. But yeah, shall I, you guys enjoy it and hear more from me next week. Until then, lovers, peace out for now, bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. So bad, and every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is your brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late?